Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Mingles. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles, and we host a radio show with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. Jody and I have been hosting this radio show since the very beginning of when she started with a wonderful company called Zesia. Okay, thanks for being here. I know Jody's probably scrambling trying to figure this stuff out. But we're just for our listening audience, I know, welcome to live radio. We have Jody going to be calling in just a little bit as well. She was trying to get our guest, who is calling in from the Philippines, I believe. So just as a quickie intro, as we're waiting for Jody to kind of figure this stuff out. And Tim, if you're here, could you just help Skype her and just say, just call in, Jody, I'm on. So while I do my introduction.
Well, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you perfectly. And
great,
here she comes.
Good.
So don't do anything. Hold on one second. I don't want to miss Mr. Magoo any more of this. Jody, we're here. We have Tim. We're live. Here we go. So, and just as a quick note, we've been kind of documenting Jody Bear's success in the company that she's been working with since kind of like the very beginning. She started with a few, went to a few dozen, then a few hundred. She qualified for her Mercedes-Benz, meaning that she won one paid for by the company. We've seen her hit pin and achievement levels all across the board, and now she's international in lots of different places, including they just opened up Mexico. They have a whole bunch of other things going on as well. Zesia company is expanding too, so as Zesia is expanding, Jody Bear is expanding, and if you are looking for a home-based business to get started with, you want to definitely take a look at what Jody Bear is doing. Jody is an exceptional individual. She's got high energy, really, really smart. She's got an unbelievable IQ, but she's really well-versed in what it takes to be successful building a home-based business. She's also a health coach, so the health and the fitness, you get the whole thing. So in addition to being able to probably live longer, you know, when I'm making any medical claims, and feel better when I'm making any medical claims, and lose weight when I'm making any medical claims, in addition to any and all of those types of things, you're going to have a lot of fun, and you have a great chance to be able to make some extra money and experience all the cool things that happens when you run a live business. So, Jody Bear, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. And, Peter, goodness gracious, here having our international call tonight, didn't you know we got a little bit razzed by my guest tonight that I thought we only had internet problems in third world countries. But isn't it wonderful when technology works? And isn't it wonderful when you find something that works? And as many of you have heard me say many, many times, my talent was music, but my passion has always been health. And I found it through when I was looking for something as far as that would help my mother fight her pancreatic and liver cancer. And we were able to extend her life for 2.5 years, which is unheard of in the early 80s. And I found the magic of network marketing kind of by accident this way, too, when many of you are out there and you know people that the wedding is great, but the marriage isn't so great. And so after finding myself a single mom, I found network marketing with a primarily female company. And I saw very quickly that the one thing about network marketing, that this success of this model loves speed. And I quickly just put my nose to the grindstone. I knew that I had these two young men who are now in their 30s that were counting on me. And I became a million-dollar earner with that company. But it didn't have that legacy component that we have with Zesia International. And that has truly, truly made the difference. After then going into corporate work and doing corporate health coaching, and yes, my guest and I have done several, as we call them, deals together. Yes, I came back when I found Bob Bear and I found the love for the rest of my life. I came back into individual practice, but I needed something. I needed like my calling card. So I looked at 100 companies. I vetted 25. And this is what I found, Peter, about Zesia. It was the only one that had moringa oleifera that they grew themselves, harvested, and then packaged stem cells in a pharmacopoeia-grade facility that was FDA-approved. Okay, it was the only one that had a leader, Ken Brailsford, done this three times. This is his third successful company, the other two still being alive and well, Nature Sunshine, and then it became his company became Enricher International, now known as Unicity. Rexall Drugs bought that company. So he's truly a living legend, and we were the only one with a Harvard MD, PhD grad, first in his class, was recruited. They knocked on his door, and he was recruited into medical school. Only one of the kind. And he found Moringa oleifera and all the 539 studies that had been done at that time. While he was appointed, after graduating first of his class, was appointed to the National Institute of Health. But I can tell you, Peter, the one thing I know, that this is all great. Yes, the product is one of the kind. But the support and team, and when you can find the people that, first of all, they get checks with a comma. Then they get, as we say, checks excite, consistent checks increase someone's expiration date. And my people are lifelong learners. And, yes, we have now people who have got decreased pain and inflammation. Yes, we're not making any medical claims. 26,000 pounds lost because of inflammation, because diets don't work and we don't make any medical claims. But increased energy without pushing it, and the increased paychecks have been amazing. We will birth our eighth Mercedes-Benz in the Northeast this next week. And if it's me, Peter, it's a fluke. If we do it time and time again, it's a system. Because the team and the training and support are unlike any other. And this is going to be living, breathing proof. Yes, I'll be in Orlando doing an event launching four people's businesses on the 24th. We'll be at the Fashion Square Mall at Panera Bread. I'm even gluten-free, but it'll be 7 p.m. And then I'll be down in Bonita Springs with our own Amelia Barreto, who has been on this program before. She is hails from the Bonita Springs area, and also Guadalajara, Mexico. And then I'll be in Ormond Beach with Dr. Mike Van Thielen again. And then we'll be on the 15th of June. We'll be with a corporate event at the pre-night of the regionals in Orlando, Florida, at the Rosen Center with Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing, Jerem Dastrup, and many other visiting elites. But the most important thing is that we'll be in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It will be a memorable Memorial Day. This weekend, we will be converging. We actually, Peter, have 36 professionals on our team that are driving or flying into Bowling Green, Kentucky. Peter, did you know that I'm from Florida? Do you know that Bowling Green, Kentucky is not around the corner? But, yes, that's where we're going to be. What was that?
I had an office in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I don't think it's probably changed since the 1980s. There's not a whole bunch of things going on in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
But we are going to be going
besides
on with DJ Nolan.
Besides DJ.
And it'll be DJ Fire, and we're going to take this all over the map. But as you know, that I say this with all humbleness, because all we've done is go to work. I have two ethics. Always start every day and always finish it. Start it and finish it. And what we started with this Catch the Wave promotion and was just nothing short of a miracle when we were down in Cancun with the other Diamond qualifiers. And what we've launched 3 weeks ago, Peter, we launched Mexico City and the country of the Philippines for our team simultaneously. And it's because of relationship. We said, well, I don't know anybody. It's relationships. And I can say that this man who is, I have the utmost respect, I have the utmost, I'm humbled to call him friend and colleague, but we met 17 years ago over an ice cream sundae in Kissimmee, Florida. Yes, I was a big-time marathoner at the time. And I can say that it's truly, truly that success leaves clues. People that are always inquisitive, want more. It was absolutely with such a just great honor that I welcome Patricia Parra, my Mexican Moringa woman, killing it in Mexico City. I welcome her husband, Timothy, to Building Fortunes Radio tonight. Timothy, are you out there in Manila?
Yes, but I didn't recognize myself with that introduction. It was very nice.
Well,
thank you.
You're very welcome, and it's true. I mean, in my eyes, you're at least 6 feet five tall. I mean, I am just so glad that once again we are doing as we would say, doing the deal and working together as colleagues. So welcome to Building Fortunes Radio, and I'm excited that everybody is going to get to know and experience the international businessman that you are. Timothy, just what is your background, and tell us a little bit about your personal and professional background, I guess.
Well, in a synopsis, I was born in Florida, in Miami, and consider myself still a Floridian. Moved up to Orlando. Gosh, I think it's probably more than, I'm 65, so it's probably 30 some odd 40 years ago. After having gone to school in Boston and lived up in the Northeast, got involved in a number of different projects in Orlando. Orlando was really taking off and has, I guess, still been going up and down, but is over the last 30 years is probably one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. As you know, Jody, you and I met, and I do remember, now that you mentioned it, it was over an ice cream sundae in Kissimmee, where I owned a few hotels at the time. And I owned, I guess, about six hotels on International Drive and in the Orlando area as Disney was just getting its feet together. I ended up getting involved in the broadcast television business, as you also know, and I put two TV stations on the air, a Fox affiliate and a Telemundo affiliate in Orlando. Patricia, who you've mentioned, is my wife. She's Mexican, so... at some point in time, I more or less migrated back to Mexico, and I've really been involved mostly in international business for the last 20 years, specifically in Mexico and also in Asia, and also in Africa. So I look at my the last dozen to 15 years anyway as having strictly an international flavor. The opportunities are also... But basically, you make your own opportunities. Let me put it that way. Your opportunities wherever you whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Kathmandu or whether it's Tanganyika, you make your opportunities yourself. So maybe with that little bit of background, I'm at the moment. It's 9:15 in the morning, and I'm in the Philippines.
Well, and you know, Timothy, that's really, I think, the one little clue that I can give about our meeting, and that says buckets about you, and I'll never forget it, because somebody who is normal, I've always said that just average people talk about other people. Above average people talk about things, but peak performers ask the why. And I this was when I was in the height of my marathoning days. It was 17 years ago, 2000. I remember I was getting ready for Boston. My goal was to hit a 3:30 marathon. I was running 90 miles a week. It was crazy. And I would always treat myself to an ice cream sundae. And after I got done with my long runs, and I felt the electricity, and Timothy, it was you, behind me. I'm thinking, okay, there's somebody behind me. I'm going, and I said to you, excuse me, I'll go ahead in front of me because I stink. Now, average people would have just gone in front of my line. Timothy, you and I would have never met. But you said, why do you stink? And that's why we're on the phone today. Isn't that amazing? Because extraordinary people ask the why. And that's who you are. And that's how that friendship was born. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting. I do believe that people have a great deal of influence over their own luck. There is obviously an element of luck in everything. But I think that a lot of people create their own luck. And I also think that if you want something done, find the busiest person that you know, because chances are they'll get it done. If you find somebody who has all the time on their hands and they're doing nothing, chances are nothing will get done. So I find
you
very, very busy person and you get things done.
Oh, hey, listen, and you're absolutely the same person. And I, here we were coming back you know, and I know it's a very interesting story, how Zija found you. And we've got to give Bob Bear credit for this, because as we're flying on the plane from Cancun, and he said to me, isn't there somebody that you know in Mexico? And I thought, I haven't talked to Timothy. So how did Zija, did you say yes? Why, with all of this international flight, why did you say yes to Zija?
Well, honestly, the reason I originally said yes to Zija is because you called me. I'd never heard of it, never really considered multi-level marketing. Again, never heard of the product, but I knew you, and it was a call out of the blue. We hadn't spoken for a couple of years. I look forward to your phone call, and you introduced me to the product. I was somewhat skeptical, I guess is a fair assumption, skeptical of the product as well as skeptical of multi-level marketing. But in the last few months, I've seen what you've shown me, and there's a lot of merit to it. So it's a learning process.
Well, and I think, you know, then we did call upon call, and yes, you got to meet the big three, whether it's Ryan, Dr. Plant, and Chris Estes. I think that probably helped. But, you know, you have a way, you said, about putting deals together. We'd have a track record of putting a couple of wonderful projects together ourselves. So what do you see has been your strength and your immediate success in this? Because you and Patricia really have had immediate success.
Well, I have to give Patricia more credit. Patricia in Mexico, who you introduced, is my wife, has embraced this with a great deal of vigor. She believes in the product. She understands now multi-level marketing. And Mexico has really taken off. We're going to be doing the same in Asia. The Philippines is the next market. That's why I'm here. China is going to be an enormous market, as you and I have discussed, and I guess we're sharing, with 1.4 billion people. But any market, if you work it, it doesn't have to be an international market. I think that there's a universality of Zija's products, and it's not just – in fact, probably it's easier to sell in a first-world country than it is in a second-world country. So I would encourage people not necessarily to look just at the international opportunities, but at the domestic opportunities. The United States is still the biggest market for most products in the world.
And as we say, we go local to go global, because here, a couple of weeks ago here, I'm sitting with one of your good friends that you had consummated a deal in Belgium, and here he's living in Winter Park, Florida. And that's just how it goes. You go local to global, global to local. There'll be here you're with a good friend of ours, Tim Buffard, and you're meeting in Manila. He lives in Winter Park. Who would know, right?
Well, the world has become very, very, very small with, you know, between Skype and WhatsApp and Viber and Facebook and you name it. It's almost impossible to escape the connectivity. When I first started international business 30 years ago, I brought the first fax machine into India. And people would come to the office literally just to see the machine and couldn't believe that you could send a sheet of paper from India to the rest of the world in only 6 minutes. And it only took about 15 or 20 minutes to get the machine set up. And then it took 6 minutes to transmit the 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And we used to think that was a miracle.
Yeah.
So, you know, God only knows what's going to happen in the next generation. But the world is basically one marketplace today.
And you've really proven that. So what do you see, not only for you and Patricia, in your, you know, your multifaceted and continental markets, what do you see for yourselves here in the near future?
Well, I think that it's a matter of introducing the product, if you're talking specifically about the Philippines, and differentiating it from other merengue products and explaining what the benefits of Zija is over a more generic material. And there certainly are benefits to the way that this has been packaged and presented. So if I understand your question right, at the moment, we've only been at this a short period of time, measured in weeks, and I think that we're getting to understand the market, and we're getting to understand how the product will be successful in the 120 million people in the Philippines.
Well, amen to that.
Go ahead. We do have a little bit of a leg up in the sense that most Filipinos look at American-made products as superior to domestic products. You find that in a lot of third-world countries. So I think the success of Asia is in part because it is an American company. But I want to go back to saying the opportunities, I think, in the United States, whether it be Orlando or Miami or Kentucky or Philadelphia, are just as great as here. I happen to have some knowledge and experience in this part of the world, but I don't think that's exclusively the new markets are going to be international. You've got still the largest market in the world in the United States of, 350 million people today with a disposable income and the interest in health. There's a little of a learning curve. I have a friend of mine whose mother is in the hospital, and I asked how old she is, and she was 70. Well, the lifespan in third world countries is often, you know, in the early 70s. They don't have the health conscious that you have in the States or we have in the States. So I think that if people appreciate the value of this product in their own health, that's why people are living longer in the States.
And I think that that's a very good point, because it's good to make money, and you can make money with an average product. When the product is superior, it makes it that much more sustainable and believable, and it has a much longer lifespan, as I could say. And that's people get this product in their bodies. I mean, look, you got a little bit ill, Timothy, and you doubled up on your Moringa, and it was like you had to. Even though we're not making medical claims, as Peter said at the beginning, that you just, you know, it got you up to your fighting self again much quicker, didn't it?
Well, because I travel, and this particular flight to the Philippines, I was traveling from South Africa, and there are no direct flights from South Africa to the Philippines. So I had to go through Europe, which means a 14-hour flight from South Africa to Europe, and then a layover and another, I think, 12 or 14 hours from Europe to Manila. So 28 hours on an airplane with the same air recirculating, I'm not surprised that I came down with a slight case of the flu. And you're absolutely right. You recommended this product. So from a, what's the word I'm looking for, firsthand experience, yes, I think the flu was dissipated much faster because I happen to have the product with me, which was
triple dose.
Right. I was asking you if I'm going to overdose on it, you know, and start something worse. And you said, no, double up on it. And I did. And we're having this conversation. Last week, I would have been coughing continuously, and it would have been a very annoying conversation.
Absolutely. So what is the biggest piece of advice for our listening audience? Because Timothy, you have great ideas and great advice always. You know, there are team members out there, people that are with Zegia, there are guests that are looking to perhaps build a home-based business and are looking at network marketing. What's your big piece of advice from Timothy?
Well, I'm not sure it's a unique advice, but I would say I'd have two answers. One is give it a try. You don't know. I mean, this world today, try something, give it a try, and nothing's ever going to happen if you don't try it. And then the second piece of advice is it's not going to come to you automatically. No sales or very few sales ever do unless you win a lottery. You've got to put some effort and you have to put some work in it. Jody, you probably put as much work in it as anybody I've ever met. And you're obviously very, very successful at it. So my advice to people is, you know, once you give it a try and you like the product, and you understand the multi-level marketing. For somebody, by the way, who's never been in multi-level marketing, I found it a little bit confusing. The left hand versus the right hand versus the upstream versus the downstream. I mean, yes, I've had a lot of international business, but this was a foreign language to me. When you were telling me upstream, downstream, left hand, right hand, I mean, In Africa, I learned a little bit of Swahili, and in the Philippines, I learned a little bit of Tagalog. But from you, I learned a little bit about multi-level marketing, and it's a different language. So
that's great.
But it was just as difficult to learn multi-level marketing terms as it was to learn conversational Swahili in Africa. But once you learn it, and once you have an understanding, and you believe in the product, then you have to work at it. It's not going to come to you. And I think there's a direct correlation between how much time and effort you put in it and your degree of success. If you put no time and effort in it, you're going to fail. If you put as much time and effort in it as Jody does, which is, I think, to the extreme in a good way, you're going to be fantastically successful. And for a lot of people, it'll be somewhere in the middle.
Thank you, Timothy, and thank you for your kind words. So just to wrap this up, I mean, and once again, thank you for your time. You could have been at the Polo Club with, you know, and many other people that you're seeing and all the people that you know in Manila and making business work. But I know that Peter will make this recording available, so they not only will hear my story, but your story. I think it will come in handy. So I think we'll be able to use this in the future. But your words of wisdom as an international and extremely successful businessman on many continents, what is your last word, a word or words of wisdom?
Give it a try. I know it's as trite. I mean, it's not like giant step for mankind, but my ending comment would be, try it. And if you don't try it, you're never going to be successful. And if you do try it, not everybody's going to be successful at this. You know, a lot of people give up very, very easily and very early, in which case that's a recipe for disaster and failure. But if you are willing to give it the time and the effort, this is of all the products and projects that I've seen on a home-based business, this has a lot going for it, and give it a shot, give it a try. You have nothing really to lose.
Nothing to lose, and Timothy, you now know what the right hand, the left hand, the upstream, downstream, and all I say is that you're creating that Zija fire that we have, which is called Filipino fire, and just keep going upstream, and we'll send the money downstream, and have a wonderful Monday morning. Thank you for your time again, and Peter, it's back to you.
Fascinating conversation. Thank you, Timothy. Thanks for spending some time with us over from the Philippines. For those people, this is, let's see, it's 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, and he's talking about 9:30, so there's 12 hours he's learning it tomorrow. So the cool thing is that you can run an international business from your home, no matter where you are. I'd love to have Timothy back to be able to give us some comparisons of what is it like to build a profitable X kind of a business over him wherever he's done it. He's lived a lifetime so far. And then by comparison, as he learns a little bit more about MLM, how you can almost get to the same place a little bit quicker with far less expenses and far less risk and a lot more help than you probably can in many of the other businesses that he's done before. So for the regular person who's thinking about building a home-based business, work with Jody Bear. You'll get a chance to learn from people like Timothy as well, and go to buildingfortunesradio.com. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, then you'll be able to do a search for Jody Bear, and we also make sure that we have her on iTunes, and we have her on Stitcher, and we have her on TuneIn, and she's kind of like all over the place. So if you find that Jody Bear is all over the place, you now know why. Jody, thank you very much for being here. Timothy, thanks for being here. Can't wait to hear from your bride, Timothy, as she's opening the next show. We're going to catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. Good night for now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jody. Thank
you've
you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.